Okay, thanks.
Producer's collapsing like the island.
Ain't nothing gonna break my stride, Cal. Chris Mullin, you like him?
Fan of his? Work in the 80s?
Yeah, it'll work. What could go wrong? He's iconic. All right, time for Ready to Unload Fun Load. Hi, Peej, welcome back.
Hey.
PJ, you get to have one throwback jersey, any sport.
Right?
And you're going to buy one authentic throwback jersey. What are you getting?
Reggie Jackson.
No, look at you. You had that queued up. And now are you getting a Yankee jersey just to antagonize us?
No. I like what I like.
What would be your football one?
Oh, golly.
Who did he play for?
I don't know. Japanese, I don't know if I have
a Japanese player.
I don't know if I have a go-to football jersey.
Jim Kelly. Yeah, Jim Kelly you'd get, right?
I have like a go-to Family Guy shirt, but I don't
Is it a throwback? Is it from the first season?
It's old. Well, it's still be saying ruined. Ruined.
Can we talk about your 12-year-old T-shirt collection? Can we talk about it? You
what,
have
the
T-shirt
many,
collection
many?
Of a 12-year-old.
Oh, I thought he only had a collection of T-shirts that were 12 years old.
12 years
old. Oh,
of
they
t-shirt?
Go back a like, long way.
Too soon? No good. You have a collection of T-shirts that a 12-year-old would have. Let's start with the Stewie.
Right, sure.
This goes back to your Marvin the Martian T-shirt days.
Marvin the Martian, sure. Numerous Family Guy pajamas too. Two sets
now?
Of Family Guy pajamas, matching
Hold
Stewie
on.
Slippers.
Hold on. This brings up a whole other question.
What?
It has to be discussed now that you brought
and
it
one
up.
One of my favorite Family Guys is on right now.
What did
the surf? The,
let's
the
just end.
The,
let's just
episode.
End the show.
Oh, are we keeping you?
It's a simple question.
Well, everybody, the bird.
That
the
is
bird
one of my
bird.
Favorites.
Come on.
No, don't oh. say it. Was there a certain story about a particular aviary? It's
Brian,
a simple question, Lois. Have you or have you
so
not
good, Brian.
Heard?
Come on.
What is it exactly
Everybody
that
knows.
You sleep in?
What? Hold exactly. on.
It's a little too much. We don't need to know from PJ.
I want to know what you guys
sleep
in.
In a sleep number bed.
No, I'm not talking about your bed. I'm talking about your wardrobe.
Whoa, hold on. Time out. Do you really?
Cal's intrigued. Never met anybody who has one of those.
I haven't. Are you really in a sleep number bed?
Oh, yeah.
How is it?
Yeah. Cal?
No,
I used to wake up with a bad back. I no longer wake up with a bad back.
You're about to get the dissertation, by the way, Bri. Good luck.
Why? Have you heard?
Yes, I have heard this. I was at the
oh,
seminar.
Oh, I've given Steve the soft sell, the hard sell, any way I could to try to get him to buy one.
The Schwigadel sell.
I will preach.
Yes. Prepare to be soapboxed.
I'm ready, willing, and
First
able.
First of all, you don't need a box spring. Second.
You don't?
It's got multiple zones. You could sleep one way. Your wife could sleep. I happen to sleep in a hammock. My wife likes to sleep on a rock.
It you could change the density of the cushion?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, this is all happening in the same bed. This is... Imagine.
Mind-blowing.
It really,
go on.
It really does.
Some of them have mattress toppers. Some of them are just straight mattresses. Some of them have silent air pumps. Some of them have noisy air pumps. You can get anything you want. It's basically a customizable air mattress. Plus, more comfortable than an air mattress.
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. Does it feel like an air mattress, or is it?
No, it doesn't feel like you're camping on a Coleman air mattress in the woods.
That is exactly what I was wondering.
It's fantastic. It was the best $9,500 I ever spent.
The best $17,000 I ever laid down.
Right.
Wow. All right. Thank you. I'm sorry.
That's where I sleep. I've had it for 10 years.
$950 a year.
You're almost paid off.
Nah, it wasn't. It really wasn't that bad.
Did you put that on layaway or what?
We have the queen. Perhaps if we upgrade, we'll go to the king.
Have you ever bought something on layaway?
Never.
Not even like a guitar? Come on.
No, the most I've ever done was I put a deposit on a keyboard.
I remember this.
So they would order it.
Right.
You know, but then when it came in, I had the money. I didn't have to pay it off in installments.
Very nice. Cal, you in a king or a queen over there?
A full.
A full?
Do not get me started.
little close. A little tight.
I sense a bone of contention.
If somebody likes to roll around in their sleep, it could be trouble.
Do either of you move? When sleeping.
For me?
I don't know. I don't know I'm sleeping.
Right.
I don't know if I'm moving.
That would be tough. That would be tough. But hey, it is what it is.
My bed is 90 years old.
It's a throwback.
Not the mattress.
What kind of throwback bed would you get? You could only get one. Would you
that was as big as they made them 90 years ago. 90 years ago, that was it. Right there.
Would you get a Serta? What would you do?
Colonial.
A colonial. The Serta colonial. If you've bought a mattress, you haven't, PJ, because you've been, you know, cruising to Pleasure Town every night in your sleep, in your sleep number bed. Sleeping in a hammock.
Your wife's room, and we have a sleep number in the bedroom.
What number, whatever zone your wife's in? Like, do you have different dresses and, you know? I'll be in zone 4 tonight if you need me, sweetheart. Zone 4.
She is a high 60s. I'm a low 40s.
I've often said that about you both. But recently, we have a king.
A king?
We do.
A king.
We went big.
Just in case an orgy breaks out.
There's room. There's no danger of that. I will tell you, it's awfully clutch for the kids having bad dreams. It's proven to, because my son is a maniac, just kicking, and just, he sleeps sideways. You wake up and there's feet on your chest. We need every inch of the king. Somehow I wind up with like a sliver of a king size bed, if Wesley is in that bed.
Yeah,
but if you go shopping,
that's
correct. The names of these beds are amazing. The Provincial.
The Bentley.
The Chesterfield. The Oak Park. What? I feel transported. But I just want a bed. Why are you know, well.
Devonshire.
You can upgrade to the Wilton Springs.
It's classy.
It is.
Nothing wrong with a little class.
Everything's classy. Sealy, Serta, they all have these ridiculous names. Just call it what it is. You can get this Serta set of springs. If you don't want the set of springs, you can get the Serta not set of springs.
The Serta foamy thing.
Yeah, don't do the Cambridge Oaks. Yeah, it's ridiculous. We bought a full a twin for Wesley, right? So he's like in a twin now, which he takes up about a quarter of an inch of.
Wow.
And the twin, even the twin beds, like don't try to dazzle me with the twin bed names. It's a twin bed. Just call it the Serta Twin, the Sealy Twin. That's it.
It's not the Majestic.
It's not.
My son's
got
the Cowboy.
It's not the Royal Oakshire. Is it the Cowboy? Wait, what?
We got him the Cowboy.
See, now that I would buy.
See?
Now I'm on board.
He saw it. It didn't matter if it was hard or soft or anything. He saw the name. I want this one.
The Sleepy's Rodeo.
They know what they're doing.
They know what they're doing. They saw Dan walking in. They're like, quick, rename it.
Right.
Call it the Bucking Bronco. It's like an empty trough.
I was a kid. If there was a mattress called the Ring Ding, I would have been in.
I want it. I want the Ring Ding. The Sleepy Funny Bone.
It's round.
It's
a perfect
it's
circle.
It squeaks, BJ. Why would you want that one? I want it.
Because it's called the Ring Ding. I must have it.
The Ring Ding is perfect.
Why wouldn't they do a round bed called the Ring Ding?
Right?
Come on.
The box spring.
Getting
brown.
The fitted sheet on would take 2 hours.
The sheet is white. The cover is brown.
In.
Perfect. Right. The sheets are white and the spread is brown.
Right.
Perfect.
Brown.
I love it. The Ring Ding.
Ding.
I was alluding to what do adult men wear? You said you have Stewie pajamas, which
sure.
Indicated that you have actual pajamas.
Oh, I see.
You're a 43-year-old man, 44-year-old man. Are you still, are you doing that?
Do I wear pajamas every night?
Like character pajamas. Like, do you have a Transformers ones too, or?
I never wore pajamas until we
moved
to this house.
That was a lot of disdain. I apologize.
When I moved to this house, and the master bedroom's over the garage, and therefore it's the coldest room in the house.
Okay.
And after, like, you know, 14 blankets on the bed, I'm like, all right, wait, maybe I should just wear some pants in the bed.
So just go sweats. I mean, why
do
are we
you
wearing
have to go sweats when you could wear something with some class like Stewie?
My bad. Sorry, I didn't realize you were classing the bedroom up with your family.
I like to have fun.
I must admit, I have fun pajama pants.
I have pajama pants with martini glasses on them.
I have Captain America.
That's fun. See.
And Superman ones. But I got those because of my son.
What does Seinfeld say about sweatpants? Come on.
You know what you're saying with the sweatpants? You're saying, I give up.
There it is.
You're saying, yeah, I'm miserable. I might as well be comfortable.
Cal, no one
who
goes
through
the
what's
effort
going
to pull
on
some
there?
Stewie pajamas has given up. That person has purpose.
What do you got going on? You go sweats? I wear a throwback jersey.
Do you wear the
every
extra
night.
Long jersey?
A different throwback jersey
Janice?
Every night. Yeah.
That must be adorable.
It is. No pants and the throwback jersey.
Well,
I look
pictures.
Like Janet from Three's Company. You remember the old football jersey she used to wear, right?
That's right.
Number
her
zero?
Her night shirt. Yep, 00.
Calvin looks like postmenopausal Janet.
No, I wear a pajama pants.
A pajama pant?
A pajama pant of the plaid variety.
I have a number of those.
Or sweatpants.
Or sweats.
Or shorts in the summer.
Let me ask you this.
Do you really wear shorts?
Shorts in the summer.
That's fantastic.
When you get up in the morning. Do
can't
you wander
shorts.
The house in the pajamas, or do you pull on some day clothes right away?
When I get up in the morning, not only do I wander the house in the pajamas, I see my daughter off on the bus in the pajamas at the front
right.
door with my hair
no
all
rush.
Messed up. No, no. I live on a main road, so there's a lot of traffic passing by my house.
I can vouch for this. He really does.
No, you know where I live.
Yes.
So there's the 41-year-old man with his mussed-up hair in his plaid pajamas, shamelessly waving from the door.
Yep. Happily.
Could care less.
Do you go T-shirt? Do you go T-shirt up top? Not a pajama shirt, right?
No, not a pajama shirt. Usually, like a long sleeve T-shirt or a sweatshirt in the winter.
I have a. You sleep in a sweatshirt?
Mm-hmm.
Wow, I cannot do that.
Mm-hmm.
I have a steady rotation of T-shirts that move from everyday T-shirts to sleep T-shirts.
Right.
Sure.
And that's graded on comfort, on look.
Is it your 5-point grading system?
It's a 5-point grading system.
Well,
like
Match.com. T-shirt that's not comfortable. Why would you keep it?
It's a scientific 27-point grading system where we match you up with your perfect T-shirt.
That's how we put together. And I have 2 long sleeve ones for cold nights.
Okay.
That have passed muster. And that can be worn to sleep in.
You know why I wear a sweatshirt?
I don't.
Because I sleep in a full-size bed, and 97% of the time, I wake up with no covers on me whatsoever.
Yeah, it's impossible for you to keep covers on.
And it's 50-50 whether or not I have an arm and a leg hanging out of the bed.
You are a tall man, too, we might add.
Throw in 2 tall children on a Saturday morning, and a dog.
It's tight.
It's close quarters.
That's no magic carpet ride, my friends.
No. And it's usually you're over capacity. Somebody's got to go. I'll give you one guess who's going.
It's you.
It's the guy. It's the man.
Go make
the
coffee.
The man of the house.
Yeah.
Why don't you go start breakfast?
That's usually what happens.
I do the walk around almost all, until I am forced to get out of the pajamas.
My daughter made a formal request that I stop parading around in boxers.
Well, I can't blame
that
her
was too
on
much.
That one.
That was
can
too
you
much,
do,
yeah.
Can you do anything other than parade around in boxers?
No.
Like, you can't
no,
just walk around
in always, boxers. There's always an element of exhibitionism with the boxers.
Everything is indeed on parade at that point.
Right. And I got the Batman boxers, the Superman boxers, you know, again.
Having fun. Having fun. You are having fun. You are having fun. You're a good time, Charlie.
If you can't have fun underpants, what's the point?
Of wearing them at all? Probably just to support your genitals.
Of going on. What's the point of going on?
You are feeding back again, Peach.
Everybody sucks but me.
Socks, no socks. This is a huge question.
Always socks in the winter.
Are you serious?
Always socks.
Who are you? I feel like I don't even know you anymore.
Always socks. Usually the same socks I wore all day.
I'm not sure I can continue this podcast.
Always socks.
This is it. 5.5 years.
If I wear pants, I'm wearing socks. If I wear shorts, I'm not wearing socks.
Shorts, no socks.
You guys went to socks without me?
I figured you'd get in on it.
I just assumed you were there.
Socks, no socks.
Always socks.
Oh, my God. Who are you guys?
Always socks, 24/7. And shoes, unless it's specifically required of me to take them off. Always
exactly.
Shoes.
Always something.
In your house?
Yes, always.
Always.
Not slippers.
No.
You don't have, like, house shoes.
I have sneakers that I put on.
In your house.
I wake up in the morning.
I got 20 pairs of shoes and slippers.
I wake up in the morning with my socks on and step out of bed into my sneakers.
No, you do not.
I swear to you.
Are you serious?
Yep.
I have to ask, why not a pair of slippers for the house?
They're too floppy. I need more support.
You step into and you walk around in the sneakers, the flannel pants, and the sleep t-shirt.
Yep.
It is a wild scene over there, man.
You got that right, man.
And you too, Peach?
If I don't put shoes on, I won't do anything that day.
That's it. You're
Nothing
finished.
Will happen. I won't get the mail. The garbage won't go out.
This is
astonishing. Nothing will happen. I may not even wake up the kids. It's more important to me than even the first cup of coffee. The shoes have to be on.
This is astounding.
Otherwise,
thing.
I am shut down.
Do you just
and when I take my shoes
at
off
the
at the end of the day, I am 15 minutes from going to sleep.
Does the clock start?
Yeah.
Like in the lower,
the bottom of the screen.
In the lower right-hand corner of PJ's screen. The shoes come off and starts the countdown from 15 minutes.
That's right. Once the shoes come off, my body naturally releases about 30 milligrams of melatonin. And I am on my way out.
This is absolutely astonishing to me.
It's as if the melatonin is stored up in your feet.
Yes. Yes.
And removing the shoes just...
It's like opening the gate. Floods up the ankles.
Ever. If I fall asleep, like a nap with socks on, I will wake up 5 or 10 minutes into it and take my socks off. But
too hot?
Barefoot at all times.
That's crazy.
I love it.
Yeah, but you've got hair on your body.
I've been that way since I was a little person. And I have terrible circulation. My feet are always cold. Don't care. Barefoot.
You don't have carpeting, do you?
Nope. Hardwood floors, baby.
How do you do that?
I love it.
Oh.
I am barefoot. I love being barefoot. Love it.
In the park?
Yep. Robert Redford. Call me Redford. That is, I cannot sleep with socks on.
That's unheard of.
My feet bake.
I wish we had callers for this. I would love to know what 10 or 15 other people.
RTU Sports, you're on the air. Socks, no socks. Boxers, briefs.
Socks. Mets suck.
Papa Booey.
Papa Plunky. I cannot believe this. I have slippers. Slippers are difficult for me to wear.
We might as well go through the entire bedroom routine here. Do you have to have a glass of water bedside?
No.
Ready?
No.
Anybody do that?
No. My wife does.
My wife. All right.
My wife. My wife needs a glass of water bedside. All times.
Can anything be on, like a fan or an ionizer?
Has to be on
Can
for
any...
my wife. Not for me.
For the white noise or for the air?
For the white noise. White noise.
Yeah, I need preferably something on, like the TV. In the perfect world, the TV's on.
And you're in a king-size bed. I mean, if we're going perfect world, let's start there for you. And we'll get to the white noise.
I'll start with a queen. I don't even need a king. Just give me like a reasonable human-sized bed.
There's plenty of room in a queen.
That's fine.
Wow, that's what she said.
Baby
makes sense.
Baby makes sense.
Baby makes sense. Baby makes sense. It's sweeping the nation.
Ariana Grande song.
Baby makes sense. Baby makes sense. That's now a Michael McDonald.
Michael McDonald.
Baby makes sense.
All right. Are there alarm clocks on both sides of the bed?
Wait, hold on. We got to go back to the white noise thing because this is a huge thing.
All right.
What are we going back to?
Well, my wife cannot sleep in a room without a box fan or a fan. Cannot. Has not since childhood.
So, but even in the winter?
Absolutely.
But she's from Texas.
I'm going to say it again.
Where there is no oxygen.
Cannot sleep. Without a box fan.
Okay.
Cannot. We travel with a fan.
So, like, tonight, she's sleeping in with a box fan.
Fan's on. It's not a box fan. It's a, we found a small, like, an airflow fan.
All right.
But if it's a silent fan, it's no good. You need a noisy fan.
That's correct. They sell these fans for kids, right? For babies, because you're supposed to put a fan in a baby's room to circulate the air.
I thought you had to put
book.
The. I thought you
no,
had to put
that's
the
not
fan
that's
on.
Not a dumb, that's W-F-A-N. Not what. That's I used to sleep to that.
As
funny
a baby.
You should mention that. And then I met Teresa, and I'm not allowed to sleep to WFAN. She needs complete silence except the white noise.
Ooh.
Right. I used to fall asleep to WFAN every night. I did it for about 15 years. Anytime I lived in New York.
Okay.
Now I cannot do that.
Right.
Now it's white noise. And my children now cannot sleep in a room without a box fan. Good job, everybody.
You know, we used to have one of those little white noise generators for the kids to help fall asleep, and my kids would sleep with, like, ocean waves all night. And then we read an article that if you left them on for more than 90 minutes, you were causing brain damage to your kids.
Right. Wesley
wow,
has
like, oh, great.
Wesley has a white noise machine that is a fan. It basically makes the same exact sound as a fan.
Without being a fan.
Correct.
It whirs.
So he doesn't get the air circulation.
No, he has a fan in the room as well.
He's got double fan.
That's correct.
Double fan.
Look, this is what it is.
Quad fan action from every corner.
I said to Teresa, I said, you're going to make these kids take fans to college. She's like, well, I did.
Well, hold on. Now, is a ceiling fan acceptable, or it has to be the box fan on the floor?
Got to make noise.
Well, ceiling fans hum.
No, it's got to make a lot of noise.
Oh. Like,
I'm telling you, ideal is a box fan. Box fan in the window. That's ideal.
Have you thought about putting the washer dryer in the bedroom? You save all the laundry for nighttime, and you just let them run.
It's not a terrible idea. Okay, so moving on from that, I have to sleep in a room with a fan on. Not my choice. I can fall asleep on a picket fence. I don't need anything. I can be in a room with a fan, no fan.
Can you
WFAN?
Can you will yourself to sleep?
A fan boat.
Can you, like, just out of a force of will, shut off and go to sleep whenever the situation requires it?
The fan with Robert De Niro and Wesley Snipes. Any of them. I used
Korean
to be
comic dat fan.
Exactly.
Yes.
Korean comic. I'm glad you qualified that.
Well, that's what he was.
Well, that's what he is. It's not my fault. He
still is.
Right.
I didn't say that he was.
I used to be able to will myself to sleep. I can't anymore.
That's a good skill.
It was a magnificent skill. I used to be able to nap, like, on command.
Yeah.
Like, Steve, go take a nap. Okay. No problem. Done.
And you're out.
Out.
Wow.
Any time of the day, didn't make a difference. Can't do that anymore either. Can you still sleep at will, Peach?
Any time, standing, sitting, or laying down, I can do it.
Fantastic.
It really is.
My dad is like that.
I can just shut off. There are some times where you just want to shut off.
My dad is asleep, and this is, you know, you've heard the old expression, like, asleep before your head hits the pillow.
Yeah.
My dad does that. I've seen him do it. Like, physically be asleep as he's in the motion of lying down. He's already out.
My wife was very angry with me because when we go on an airplane, as soon as the wheels are up.
Oh, that's, you're the worst.
And she's got no one to talk to.
Ugh.
Nobody.
You're the worst. Hey, let me go back to Ritual, your alarm clock question. Yes,
yeah.
On both sides, and neither one of us sets an alarm clock anymore.
Do you use the iPhone?
No. Teresa has like a backup with the iPhone, the kids. I haven't had to set an alarm. You know, a couple of times I've had to like get up and take like a 6:15 train, so I had to be up at like 5:30 or something. I'll set an alarm for that, but usually I'll just, you know, these days my body just kind of wakes up. So no, but the alarm clocks are still there. Can't give them up. You got alarm clocks on both sides, or you just Cal, or you just reach over because it's so close.
No,
right.
We have alarm clocks on both sides, but we don't use either one of them. We use the iPod or the iPhone or whatever you want to call it.
The iPod?
Yeah, I use an iPod. First generation.
Don't sleep with the iPod in the bed. You'll crack it.
No, it's down. It's down on the floor.
Oh, that's safe. What's ever happened to an iPod on the floor?
What could go wrong? I feel like you're being alarmist. What's the problem?
Hey, look what you just did there.
Oh, shoot. I didn't even realize that. Wow. Sound the alarm. I punned out.
Hey.
I am...
April Fools.
I am really not going to do another one. Not going to do another one. I have another one for you. Pitch Black.
Okay. Pitch Black, but for the glowing... of
set alarm
of the cable box,
right.
And the alarm clock.
Would you believe...
Which, if it were up to me, I would cover with gaff tape.
Right. Would you believe
black.
Gaffing tape over those items?
Yeah.
That's how dark my wife... And the room could be lit up like Luna Park. If I'm going to bed, it does not make a difference.
My kids have sleep masks. They love it. Like,
where do we stand
Thunder.
On the sleep mask? I have a friend who has one of those, and I'm reticent to make fun of them, but I'm tempted.
Well, they're so precious. I mean, come on.
Well, I'm not talking about your kids in sleep masks. That's adorable. I'm talking about, you know, like a 36-year-old guy in a sleep mask.
Still precious.
I think it's more Tony Randall.
It is. It's very Felix.
Not Felix. Tony Randall in real life,
imagine. Oh, Tony Randall, okay.
I can only imagine Tony Randall in real life sleeping with a mask on.
Tony Curtis, too.
Let's be honest. How about Tony Basil?
Oh, Mickey.
Hey,
Tony
Mickey.
Danza?
Tony Danza. No, I'm surprised at you.
Never. Oh, my
Jonathan.
God.
Put
take that
mask
sleep
on.
Mask off.
Is there a robe nearby for anybody?
It's
just
so
in case the doorbell rings,
it.
You throw on the robe and go to the door.
No, no robe.
No robe. Huh?
I tried robe. I feel like you can't. I can't do it. I feel like a fraud, I'll be honest.
You're not living that way.
Yeah, I'm not that guy. I'm not a robe guy. I'm not. Cal, you go robe?
I go rogue. I don't go robe.
You have a Star Wars robe? Is that what you're saying?
I have a...
Rogue Squadron.
I have like the robe that Rocky wore in Rocky IV. Put that on.
Satin robe.
You know what? There was a time where I went to look for a nighttime robe, and they make like boxing ones,
right?
Like a sleep, like you could get the Rocky robe, the Italian Stallion robe.
Oh, the yellow and black one.
Yeah.
Oh man.
As like a sleep robe.
Wow.
But as again, trying too hard. This is like Stewie pajamas. That was one of those items. Like, do I need to drop $45 on this? Really? Really? Am I really gonna wear it? I'm not gonna wear it. Again, children in robes,
men.
Adorable.
Yep, though, they love their robes.
Grown
long,
men in
flowing robes,
splendid. Grown men in robes, get a pipe, read a story.
What about pillows?
What about pillows?
The, You got enough pillows for the bed? You have seven times too many pillows for the bed? You got decorative pillows that never get used?
Those are
is
bumpers
your bed
for when
decorated by 10 a.m.? Is it all primmed up?
If I'm involved, it is.
You believe in a
yes,
made bed?
I do. Didn't always was taught that by an old friend of ours. And so I got in that habit. I got in that habit a long time ago.
Right.
If certain other people were involved, you know, the ones I'm married to now, not so much. Don't care.
No, just that, leave it behind.
That door gets closed.
Hmm.
Cal, how about you? You, what's your pillow situation? What's your pillow sitch? Three. That's all there's room for.
Three to sleep
no,
on
for,
or three on the
for
bed?
For me.
Three for
sleep.
You?
Three for me to sleep on. Yeah.
Who are you, the king?
Oh my God, why not just sit up?
I like to have my head elevated.
Well, that's just by
to
a
the
bed
ceiling?
To the chair.
And I use...
Getting a quick cleaning.
I have I take the decorative pillow that's on top when the bed is made, and then when the bed is not made, I take the decorative pillow, put it on the bottom. Then I have a thin foam pillow on top of that, and then my memory foam pillow, the main pillow that I rest my head upon, on top of that.
So you're sleeping on foam.
A couple things here. By putting the memory pillow that high up, you're completely negating what it's doing for you.
No.
You get that, right?
Nope.
Okay. All right, sir.
My head
is memory pillow
in.
Is supposed to be on a flat surface.
Exactly.
My head is conforming to that memory pillow perfectly.
But you're on an angle.
What, your head's conforming to the pillow? What did you say?
Yeah. Yeah. My head. The pillow's conforming to my head. Did I say it the other way?
Who are you?
I don't know.
Are you a superhero?
I'm Plastic Man. All of a sudden, my head just starts taking the shape of the pillow.
My head's conforming to the pillow perfectly. After a few scientific experiments gone wrong, my head is conforming to the pillow.
My head is made of memory foam.
That's right. Memory foam man. Worst superhero
I bought a $200
ever.
Down pillow.
Oh, come on. Who are you? What is... What? You have a $9,000 bed. You got a $200 pillow. What's going on over there, Rockefeller?
Sleep is very important to me.
Somebody's sleeping in the Trump bedroom.
I went shopping, and I tested every pillow in the store. I put my head on every pillow in the store.
The salesperson's watching like, oh, jeez.
Oh, boy. He's doing another one.
No, that's true. The salesman came over and kind of felt me out as to whether or not I was a weirdo or actually shopping.
So
and I was able
to
convince
them
that I was... I convinced them that I am buying a pillow today, I promise.
One of these pillows
that
I laid my head upon will be coming out of the store with me.
I have what I consider to be the greatest of all the pillows. It's just incredible.
You have the one pillow?
There are more of them, and I will recommend it to you.
It's like the One Ring.
Yeah.
It's the pillow to unite all pillows.
Is it the London Rain?
Is it the Velvet?
It's got a name like that.
The Velvet Oak?
It's got a name like, you know, Palace Royale or something like that, yeah.
What's it going to take for me to put your head on a pillow today?
On the Palace Royale today.
Is that what the salesman said to you? Have you tried out like the 14th pillow? Listen, sir.
What's it going to take? I just put my head on every single pillow in the store.
What is it
going to
take?
Not going to be much.
Well, he tried to help me, and he took me over to a big pile of Wham Sutta $14.99 pillows. He's like, these are our best seller. And you know what I said? I said, price is no object today. It's my birthday.
Salesmen are fighting over each other to get over to you as soon as they hear that.
Go in the back. Well, first of all, I never knew pillows could be $200. Did you?
I saw them first.
My pillow is 50.
The memory foam? Yeah.
It's got a cooling gel in it, too.
The memory foam you're using incorrectly? Yeah, I can see that.
It's got a cooling gel. Put your head down on it. Your head feels cool.
Plus, you bring the coupon to BB&B, and you get 20% off. So that's no big deal.
Our current pillows were thrown. I don't care. I sleep on anything. I'm not picky about the pillow. 90% of the time, it winds up next to me, and then my headline winds up on the bed.
Well, that's just it. I can fall asleep sitting up on a crosstown bus, and I don't care about it. But when I'm home,
not
my
enough
pillow
downtown
has
train.
Be... Will I see you tonight on the downtown train?
No, because you'll be sleeping.
You'll be sleeping. You won't see a thing.
Right. At home, it's got to be luxury. I'm sorry.
Right.
Luxury.
Well, you like to pamper yourself. That's why you have the Pamper 5000 pillow. Do you have a heart?
Well, I'm like a kid now. I bring it on trips. If we go out of town, I'm bringing my pillow. I got my pillow under my arm as I go to the car.
Right. You look like you're going to camp.
Yeah.
A harpist in the corner.
A harpist and a woman with a deep, soothing voice.
Tina's like, listen, seriously. Did you pay the harpist last month?
It's time to go to sleep.
My argument would be this. Does it enhance the experience or not? If it enhances the experience... The harpist stays.
The harpist stays.
That's it.
Did you?
That's why I've got an ionizer in the room now.
An ionizer?
There's an ionizer in my bedroom because it makes the nighttime air smell better.
Smell better.
It smells like, yeah, it smells like clean sheets. It's amazing.
Do you sleep on clean sheets?
Every night.
The air. I would talk about the air.
All right. How often
the entire atmosphere of the room.
Well, what kind of thread count are we talking about here? I can only imagine it's some number that hasn't been discovered yet. They're 250,000 thread count is what it is.
Yeah.
Me and the king of Siam. There's two people that sleep on these sheets.
The last set we bought, I think, worth 1,000 thread. But I'm good on 600. That's fine.
Oh,
slumming it?
I'll slum it down, yeah.
We sleep on nothing but jersey sheets by us.
It's all practicality, man.
It's worth Target $24.99.
I love the jersey sheet.
Jersey sheets are great in the winter, but I can't do that in the summer. No way.
No?
Did you ever flannel sheet it?
No, that's too warm.
I went to it.
Yes, I tried it. It was too warm.
Yeah, I used to like flannel sheets until I met my spouse. Then I was told we don't do those.
And you haven't seen a flannel sheet.
I haven't seen a flannel sheet since. That's correct. 1,000 count.
Flannel?
No, the thread count. 1,000.
Oh, that's your thread count?
How often do you change, Peach?
Change the bedding?
Twice a night.
No, change your underwear.
Or buy a completely new set of sheets. 4 a.m. All the sheets come off. I've learned how to not wake my wife. I roll it on one side, pull the sheet up, roll it to the other side.
You change them like a magician?
She doesn't even know what happens. What's that?
You change the sheets like a magician doing a trick.
Yeah, I'm like a night nurse in the hospital.
Tina is still standing. Move to one side. Time for the 4 a.m. sheet change. I have another 4 hours of sleep here, so we want to get that in. Twice a night. You what are you looking at? Every 2 weeks, you change them up?
Often, no, often.
Every
could
week
be, could be every, could be every 5 days.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Because Steve, I love the way that the bed feel when that top when that fitted sheet goes on fresh and it's like super tight. That's a pleasure right there. That's fantastic.
I imagine
that's what some people feel like when they sit in the front seat of their Mercedes. That's what I feel like on freshly changed sheets.
I simply cannot make a bed that often. I can't. I hate it so much. Oh, I just hate it. I hate it.
That's not a big deal for me.
Oh, I hate it.
The only problem is my cats like to dive under the sheet, and then it becomes hard. Get it back
right
there.
I can't believe you let the cats anywhere near this bed. I can't believe they're even allowed in this room, this palace of sleep. Because I feel like they might just, like, it's like putting a foreign object in a sterile environment. Like, anything, the cat could do something to screw up.
Right.
The perfect sleep environment. Well, that's got to be sterilized now. The cat was on it. Yep.
Well, my cats stay on
the
floor until I
get
in the bed. Once I'm in the bed, then they jump up and they all, like, sleep on my chest. I have tiny cats.
You put them in your pocket.
They're little. They were all runts. They're tiny.
They're wee.
They are wee. They sleep on me. They don't sleep, like, near me. They're on my body, which
Cal, I feel
sometimes
like,
makes rolling over hard.
I feel like you're not changing the sheets every 5 days.
No.
Negatory, buddy.
No.
Yeah.
Maybe a week and a half, if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Probably two.
I would
but
say
sometimes it's seasonal.
I've stretched it to a month.
Yeah, we have as well.
Yeah. And they're nasty.
Can't do it.
After a month.
Too stretched out, too lumpy. Can't do it.
Ours aren't that bad. They hold
we're
up.
We're using jersey sheets. That holds
right.
The sweat.
Right. We do have one nice set of sheets. Like really, really, really nice. Like
when do you use them? For holidays? Or opening day.
The opening day of the baseball season,
right?
Is when I get those sheets. That's
when
it.
You wear
you keep them
off
the
pajamas.
Bed for fear of ruining them.
Do I what?
You keep them off the bed for fear
that's
of ruining
right.
them. Like ah, let's not.
Let's not even sleep on them.
Let's not.
Yeah, let's just look at them. They're so nice.
Still in the package.
Yeah.
Where do you buy your sheets?
Oh, I don't even know where we got the last set. Maybe Macy's or something like that. Yeah, just Target. I think we might have got a set at Target, too.
I think we get our sheets from the section where they sell sheets for dorm rooms.
under the big college banner in
yeah.
Target?
Yep.
Right. You also pick up a lava lamp.
And a whiteboard.
And a whiteboard, that's right.
And a beanbag chair.
Yep.
Ooh, honey,
and,
we have Mosimo.
And the cheap multi-prong lamp.
Right.
You know, the multicolor one.
The Target Up brand.
You don't like that lamp? My daughter loved that lamp for years.
I love that lamp, but I was told.
My daughter's got a full-size bed.
You really love the lamp, Brick?
Do you love lamp? You're just saying you love lamp.
I love lamp. I love lamp.
Lily's got a full-size bed over there, huh?
Yeah.
Full?
She's got a full.
Yeah.
Wait, your 12-year-old daughter is sleeping in the same size bed that I share with my wife?
She's 13. Cal.
Sorry, 13.
Makes a big difference.
Okay.
She's 13. She got a new bedroom set for her 11th birthday.
Oh, so she was 11 when she had this bed.
Actually, she's always had a full-size bed. Because she had a very large bedroom in our old house. And we wanted to get her like a fancy princess bed. So we got her the full.
Right.
Then we moved her in it, and when it was time for the big girl furniture, we couldn't, you know, we couldn't pare it down to a twin again. That's just...
You can't take her and put her in a twin after she's been in a full. Come on.
It's ridiculous.
That's not right.
I almost let her get a queen, but...
God, well, that's a little gaudy, don't you think? I mean...
My wife...
Well, look who we're talking to here.
Yeah, I was just going to say, considering how important apparently sleep is in the Cachopo household.
Yeah. My daughter enjoys sleeping just as much as I do.
He's driving like a 1992 Nissan, but that bedroom is
that's right.
Incredible.
You sacrifice.
Hey, look, where do you spend more time, in the car or in the bedroom? Sleeping.
Whenever I would show anybody the studio, what would I say? This is why I drive a Saturn.
What's wrong with a Saturn?
I thought you would say, wait till you see my sheets.
Wait till you see the sheets I keep in the studio.
I'm surprised anybody has let into this this chamber. I've never seen it. I've been over your house a bunch of times.
You've never seen the grand bedroom?
I've not been allowed in.
What about...
Take your shoes off.
Well, I would take my shoes off. I get to put my shoes on, I feel like.
What about the heated electric mattress pad or electric blanket? Anybody?
Never. Never.
Nah, that always scared me.
Never needed it.
Always scared you?
Yeah, like I'd fall asleep with the electric blanket on and would catch on fire in the middle of the night.
Do they do that?
Have you never thought of that?
It's not like having a hair dryer in the bed. It's like 8 volts. It's like having a battery in the bed.
Not even a 9-volt battery.
Yeah. You can't even power like one of those little fans.
You can't even have a smoke detector go off.
Like a handheld fan.
So my son switched from a feather bed mattress topper to the electric heated mattress topper. So that's
electric
his pampering.
Heated mattress topper. You know, Teresa had an electric blanket when we first met. I said, no, you got to get rid of that. Can't have it.
Well, he didn't want it on top. He wanted it underneath. He wants
nice.
To lay on it.
Yeah, you got to keep it warm under there.
You like to be on the frying pan, yeah.
9 out of 10 nights, I will wind up on top of the covers for being too hot, no matter the time of year. I'm like a human space heater when I sleep.
I used to be.
You generate
until
your
my
own
43rd
heat.
Birthday.
Then
I
it
lost
all ended?
All the heat in my body.
Yeah. I remember that.
I went from never being cold to always being cold. I'm wearing 2 shirts right now. Arthur, 2 shirts, Jackson.
That's your new nickname. Arthur, 2 shirts, Jackson.
Is one of them a Family Guy shirt?
That is about the 2 shirts.
PJ, 2 shirts.
One
Cachopo,
is a
right?
Croft and Barrow sweatshirt.
Seals and Croft? What?
One is a Seals and Croft sweatshirt.
One is a Croft and Barrow. And the other one is a Jersey's undershirt.
Wow. You live in the lap of luxury, my friend.
Apparently.
It is all about comfort for you.
Jerseys. I'm familiar with that brand.
You buy gold toes, tube socks? Do they have to be gold toe? Or you buy a cheaper sock?
I buy a cheap Hanes. Got to be the gray toe.
I prefer the gray toe.
I am a Nike / Adidas man.
For the sock?
Yep.
I don't like the gold toe socks. Too thick. Can't put my shoe on.
Yeah.
I have like 3 specialty socks, too.
This is a scintillating conversation.
Yeah, this is good stuff. We should probably wrap here.
Why stop now?
We should probably wrap it up.
Let's discuss
once we get
every item of our wardrobe and everything in the house.
Once we get into the... the sleep conversation is fascinating to me. It really is, because it's ritualistic. It's something that everybody does. Everybody does it. Everybody goes to sleep.
And everybody has their own little, you know, picadillos and rituals and things they need and things they can't have. And it is kind of fascinating to me. It is. You know, and if you're married or you're with somebody or whatever, you know, you have a partner, you inherit all those. That's the interesting part to me. You inherit all of theirs.
Yeah.
Like, you have to put those, like, you guys have been together with your wives for a long time. You know, I've only been together with Teresa for, you know, under 8 years or whatever. So, and we came to each other a little later. So there was a lot of built-in stuff there.
Headboards. I never knew what a headboard was until I met my wife.
Yep, no headboard.
Well, it was told to me plainly. You're a grown-up now. You have a headboard.
We had one with the full. When we first met, we bought a full. When we first were living together in sin, we had a full.
No.
And then and we bought a bed for that. And we had like a headboard and everything. I had never had a headboard. I was looking at a bed. many futon situations.
Yeah.
But then when we got the king and the headboard was like $8,000, we're like, we could skip the headboard.
We put the money into the bed.
We put the money into
the bed. Where do you shop for the $8,000 headboard? I want one.
You should know.
I gotta know now.
You of all people should know. Sky Mall.
I gotta get in on this.
Sky Mall. Did you order from the catalog?
Sky Mall?
Yeah. Brookstone. It was a Brookstone headboard. It was Seals and Croft. No,
how much I feel like a headboard.
We should wrap. We're at time.
No. Fine.
I've decided.
No fun.
I feel like I'm plenty of fun.
Yeah.
What is one sleeping thing that you've had to adopt because of my wife? Not my wife so much. Your wife.
I need to sleep with a fan.
Right. Because of my wife.
Right.
No, what is one you've had to adopt, though?
The fact that she just twists and turns and elbows me all night. So I just gotta deal with it.
Discomfort.
In my tiny toy bed. I feel like Abraham Lincoln. In this bed.
Oh God!
You look like Willy Wonka at the chocolate factory. Feet are hanging off.
It's like a fun house. A bedroom is like a carnival fun house.
Sleeping on three pillows, halfway to the ceiling.
I'm gonna get you a family and friends coupon to the Sleep Number store.
Oh, great!
I get like one a year where they give you give this to your friend or family and they'll get $500 off.
He's been married for like 15 years. Do you think if he could get a bigger bed, he would have gotten one already?
There's a narrow room? Come on.
It's a very narrow room.
There's no chance he can get a bigger bed.
I can fit a bigger. We had a bigger bed at one time.
Right.
When we got married, we had a queen. We downsized to the full because she liked the antique furniture.
Oh, that's right.
Oh no! Oh,
it was her. It was like her grand.
Right. That's right.
It was like her
now.
Uncle's grandparents' furniture or something. That we had to drive to Elmont and pick up all this furniture.
This is a choice that she has made for the organization.
The wooden slats keep breaking underneath the box spring, to the fact that I had to nail them into the frame.
Safe.
Listen, my in-laws lived until about 2 weeks ago. My mother-in-law and father-in-law, their bedroom set was actually a dining room set. And they just bought a bed to go in the middle of it.
So they had like a break front?
With the table?
It was, you know, It was an antique furniture or old furniture that they couldn't say no to or something like that. And it's completely inappropriate for, like, a bedroom for clothes. It's like a sideboard and a...
Right. Dishes.
It's
china.
Dishes in it. A china cabinet. You stuff in your socks.
Like it's, right, and then like a bunch of shirts, like, piled up underneath.
Right. I keep my underwear in the silverware drawer. It makes no sense.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
They just, I mean, you know, they're in their late 60s. They just got a legit bedroom furniture set for themselves.
And good for them.
Oh, it's fantastic.
They made it. They the American dream.
And they pushed the antique furniture into a guest room, and now, you know, next time we stay there, we're going to have to live out of that furniture.
That's right. Well, at least you'll have your pillow.
I can't have it, thank God.
PJ, final unload.
I like this theme. I think next week we're going to continue on the theme. We're going to do junk drawers. What's in your junk drawer? You got the crazy glue. You got the X-Acto knife. What else you got?
How much junk is in the trunk of your junk drawer?
And then exercise equipment. Yeah.
Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your final unload.
That's all right.
Continue.
Stop the music. It's a cliche.
Cal, final
I'm done.
Hey, happy opening day, everybody. Hope springs eternal.
Oh
boy. Dripping with sincerity.
I felt that.
And my final unload is happy opening day, everybody.
Hey.
Baseball's back. No convincing?
It's pleasant.
I don't think anybody bought
it.
We will see you next week on Ready to Unload with Cal and Stampede. Thank you so much for joining us. Go to rtusports.com and go to iTunes and download the podcast. I don't know why I'm talking like a robot.
You sound like a sleep number bed.
Mike, good evening,
PJ. Anybody sleep with a robot? Anybody?
What zone will you be sleeping in tonight? I changed the sheets for you. Thank you, sleep number bed. Do you have a name for your sleep number bed?
Speak and spell.
Speak and spell. I will roll you over at 4 a.m. for the 4 a.m. change.
5,000 count as you requested.
Apologies.
Of course, when there's a power outage, we go straight to the floor. I don't know if I told you that part. The one downside.
The 10,000 count has not been invented yet. We have top people on that. Good night, everybody. Sleep well.